Forward to section 20. The great American composer Charles Ives set the opening lines of this section to music. Ives was fascinated with the way Whitman asks the most basic questions, what am I, what are you, and complicates those questions by proposing another. How is it I extract strength from the beef I eat? How do we form ourselves into this hankering, gross, mystical, nude body that we inhabit and draw our identity from? Where does this body that seems indistinguishable from the self come from? The answer, of course, is that the body, like everything else that lives, is always an endless process and exchange. Leaves of grass grow from the soil, which is nothing but the debris of death. Cows eat the grass, and the grass becomes the cow. We eat the cow, and the cow becomes us. We die and return to the soil, eventually becoming the soil, and the process goes on and on. It's the ecological dance of life and death. We are indeed leaves of grass. We are indeed all that we eat, breathe, touch, hear, and see. And our wide-open senses experience a non-stop influx of stimulation. We never run out of things to ingest through the body. The objects of the universe always converge on us in a perpetual flow of stimuli, as if the trees, stars, buildings, people, rivers, and animals that we encounter are there just for us to experience. We open our eyes, and sights are there. We open our ears, and sounds are there. We reach out our hand, and things are there to touch. Everything each of us encounters is written to each of us alone, and we wonder always what the writing means. Just as when we read this poem, it is the thing we're seeing and hearing, and we wonder what that writing means. So there is no reason to whimper and snivel and truckle, bend to the will of others. No reason to pray or bow down, because we each exist as we are, and that is enough. Our individual body is august, a thing to be revered, awe-inspiring for what it can do. There finally is no sweeter fat than sticks to my own bones. This body of ours will do just fine. It lets the world in and lets us see that everyone else is finally just like we are, embodied souls absorbing the world. There's no need to covet what others have, for we are all equally deathless, precisely because we all equally die and are continuously reborn into the grass again, and impossible to measure. Be content, Whitman says, with the body you are. It has been millions of other things before and will be millions of other things after. After Whitman's death, the number of his friends and disciples in Canada named a rock cliff in his honor. They called it Old Walt and had a stone engraver carve the final three lines of this section of Song of Myself in 3-foot-tall letters. My foothold is tenoned and mortised in granite. I laugh at what you call dissolution, and I know the amplitude of time. Those atoms that make up this thing we call a body have always been there and always will be there. We never dissolve, but rather recycle throughout time. Old Walt is still there in granite, and here in front of us in print.